Making Sense Makes Sense. During a recent weekly read of the Sunday New York Times, my eye was caught by an article about the therapeutic properties of scent and the importance of incorporating this concept in the design and landscaping of healthcare facilities. The use of aromatherapy has been around for centuries. Civilizations in China 6,000 years ago used plant oils in cosmetics, perfumes, and for medicinal purposes. Ancient Greeks, Romans, and Egyptians also called on scent and the sense of smell in their daily living or to appease their gods. From medieval times to the mid-20th century, we've seen a more specific introduction of aromas as therapy to treat specific ailments, but results were seldom specific or well documented. But recent studies made within the past 10 years are bringing in cold hard facts and positive results that seem to support the use of scent to treat a variety of conditions. The article, written by Lance Hosey, an architect and author, relates information from a variety of sources, including New York University Medical Center, the Journal of Clinical Oncology, the University of Dresden Medical School, and Laguna Honda Hospital and Rehabilitation Center in San Francisco. In a time when negative news seems to abound, it's good to hear some positive news for a change. Cancer patients have been responsive to the use of massage with aromatic oils by showing a significant improvement in levels of anxiety and depression. The scent of spiced apples has lowered the blood pressure levels of test subjects. Postoperative patients who were exposed to the smell of lavender were better able to deal with pain control. Fragrant shrubs like jasmine or lilac and a variety of aromatic herbs have proven to be beneficial in treating stress, headaches, digestion, inflammation, and circulatory conditions. One of the more interesting revelations to me concerned a study done with Alzheimer's patients. Since both my parents suffered from this disease, I have a vested interest in staying abreast of any positive news about this devastating condition. Medical researchers at Tottori University in Japan have found that exposing Alzheimer's patients to the smell of rosemary and lemon in the morning and lavender and orange in the evening has resulted in improved cognitive functions. Considering the results of these studies and other ongoing research, it is obvious that our sense of smell can be powerful medicine. The creation of healing gardens in our homes, workplaces, and healthcare facilities could be a good way to put people on the right path to a healthy future. This could be something as complex as landscaped entryways and interior areas, or as simple as an herb garden in a window box. During the next few weeks, we'll be looking at the background of some herbs and fragrant shrubs that might just help you stay healthy. We'll also talk about how to grow them, because to my mind, making sense just makes a lot of sense. Information used in creating this Growing on the High Plains story appeared in the October 27th edition of the New York Times in a column written by Lance Hosey. Mr. Hosey is the author of The Shape of Green, Aesthetics, Ecology, and Design.